Today, we're going to talk about a phrase I heard a few years ago, and it changed so much about what I thought about a feeling. I'll share it with you inside. Hello, welcome to your Biblical Neuroscience Coach Podcast. Are you ready to change your conscious and subconscious thoughts so you have peace? And I'm talking the peace that Jesus died for you to have. Are you sick and tired of trying to figure out how to renew your mind so you can experience lasting change? I understand. I was one of those godly girls that didn't have any idea how to get out of the rut I was in. Hi, I'm Kim Reitzel, Master Certified Neuroscience Coach with a master's degree in clinical Christian counseling. And after years of discovering how to get out of my own pain, I have to say I have learned a thing or two. And I can't wait to share with you the things I've learned. We will dig into how God created our brain to work, using the latest in neuroscience and biblical proven ways to control your thoughts and emotions so we can be and experience heavenly confident. As a founder of the Bibletations app, I create easy ways to renew your mind so you can experience all the gifts God gave for you to experience here while we are still on earth. I also love to sprinkle in some of the latest fun ways to strengthen your whole body. So freshen your lipstick and pull on your short high heels and let's get into today's training. See you inside. Well, hello. Welcome to another podcast. Today, as we're getting started, I want to tell you that we're having storms in Iowa. And if you hear thunder or wind or whatever, or if you see me jump, because it thundered and lightning just a little bit ago, and I actually jumped. So that could be what's going on if you notice anything weird. But I want to share with you something I heard years ago. Well, it wasn't so many years ago, probably within the last 2 or 3 years. I heard someone say, now listen to this, and I have to say this because whenever I'm listening to a podcast, there's times my brain kind of wanders off, and every once in a while they'll say, now pay attention to what I'm going to say, and then that brings me back. So pay attention to what I'm going to say, because this is something that I think really changed how I thought. So the saying is, when it comes to feelings and how we either avoid them or try to get them. So it is said everything a person does or doesn't do has to do with there's a feeling they're wanting to get or try to avoid. So when we look at it that way and then listen to what I'm about to say, the worst thing that can ever happen to you is a feeling. It's just a vibration in your body. So when you think of like trying to avoid something in your future or something that you've done and you tried to avoid or tried to prove or whatever you've done to create some kind of feeling in your body, if you think of the worst thing that can ever happen is that you'll experience a feeling, that, to me, that just made everything seem so simple. Okay, so I'm going to also state that this maybe has a really big influence on me because I experienced anxiety and I had all kinds of body vibrations happening from the thoughts that I had that then created these feelings in my body. So for me, the worst thing that can ever happen is a feeling was very freeing for me because it really allowed me just to experience a feeling and allow a feeling to kind of pass. Like so many people have stated in the past that whenever you notice a feeling, just like, oh, where is that? You start asking yourself questions. Where is that? Oh, I wonder what that's about. What's it feel like? What strength is it? What color is it? And, you know, there's a lot of different things you can do to just allow a feeling to pass through your body rather than trying to avoid it
and making it worse. Or when you have anxiety, you try to, what is it? What is doing that? So it is so different than when we think of a feeling that comes from like touching something hot or cold. You know, there's definitely a difference between a feeling that we have that is created from a thought, and then we experience a vibration in our body, compared to a sensation from hot or cold, or from hitting our head, and then we have the pain feeling in our head. Or it could be a symptom from one of our organs not functioning properly. You know, we can have those feelings. So those are all feelings that come from something in our body, not from a feeling from a thought. So, okay, I need to get back to my notes on what all I wanted to tell you about this. This is going to be a really quick podcast just to kind of give you some food for thought in what you're thinking. So feelings are created by thoughts. So we know that. And they are conversations we have with ourselves that create these feelings inside. They may be true and they may be false. Your brain doesn't know the truth from a lie. You get to decide what is true and what is not. And now that, we know there are some things that we may, some beliefs we have that we may have to rediscover. So in Hebrews 4:12, the Passion Translation, it says, "For we have a living word of God, which is full of energy, and it pierces more sharply than a two-edged sword. It will even penetrate to the very core of our being, where soul and spirit, bone and marrow meet." So the word of God is what distinguishes those things, and that can help us determine a truth from a lie. So not being confused with just our feelings that we have from, you know, body symptoms happening in our body from touching something hot or cold or burnt or hitting our head or having an organ that all of a sudden isn't working properly, and it gives us a sensation in our body that tells us then we need to go to a doctor and figure out what is going on. So here's a cute little story. Imagine you're about to give a presentation. So you're going to get up and speak in front of people, and your heart starts pounding. Your stomach feels like it has butterflies, and your palms are all of a sudden sweaty. These are all normal body feelings. They're your body's way of reacting to the thoughts and emotions. In this case, it is a touch of nervousness. So that's kind of how the body reacts to that thought of being nervous. It gives off those body signals. So now picture yourself eating something bad. You're eating some food that somebody prepared and it's not good for you. So for a few hours later, you get a sharp pain in your tummy. The pain is different. It is consistent. It's not like your emotions, like you can tell, come after a thought, but it is in a specific spot. This could be a sign of a body problem, and it is a good idea to see a doctor to figure it out. So emotions that have to do with thoughts, they kind of trail a thought and a thinking process. So the next time you're having a feeling in your body, think about what you're thinking or feeling at the moment. If it seems connected, it's probably your amazing mind-body connection in action. But if it's strong and related to an emotion and is in a specific spot, it might be your body trying to tell you something. Those are just the two little bit of difference of feelings. But I can tell you, especially someone who's experienced anxiety, it is really hard to tell the difference until you have the knowledge to know whenever you have a feeling, you can quickly ask yourself, what was the thought I had right before that? What thought did I have? Back when I first realized to actually check the thought, I remember just knowing that, oh my gosh, I was fine before I had that thought. That helped my anxiety, because then it really came to a position of, What's the third worst thing that can happen to me? What's the worst thing that can happen to me but a feeling? And I could just allow the feeling to go through. But one of the things we get to do, especially with the help of scripture, is we get to change those thoughts. So thoughts are words we say to ourselves. They can be in line with God's word or they're not in line with God's word. We get to decide. And knowing God's word helps us a lot. And that's one of the things that the Bibletation app can really help us with. Because the more we listen to God's word, the more we know what it says and we can combat the lies. But anytime you're having a bad feeling, there is no reason to not put it up against what God's word. So here is a couple of things that God's word says about, I like to kind of connect these to the feelings that we can have. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on to your own understanding. So he tells us right in his word that we can't lean on to our own understanding. We can't lean on the thoughts and the words that just pop into our head and the meanings we make of certain circumstances. We actually get to decide to trust God. Another one, whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom will be delivered. So what are we delivered from? We're delivered from those feelings, those bad feelings we don't want to have. And then another scripture is the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? So we know that we live in a fallen world and we have generational things that have been passed down to us. So we know we get to decide. And I love using God's word to decide because his word is so freeing. And the fact that Jesus died to give us everything, we are free from everything. Oh, it's really lightning out. I'm assuming we're going to hear a thunder here pretty quick. So going on, God tells us that our thoughts that produce a feeling are not to be trusted alone, yet they can seem very powerful. But we can't just trust a feeling from a gut feeling without making sure it's lining up with God's word. So I like to, how I like to say is have our thoughts be Bible tested and Jesus approved. And these are all for our good. I believe everything that God shares with us and tells us is for our good. Now, when we do something that isn't in line with it, Jesus provided that way. So this doesn't have anything to do with salvation. This has to do with just living in a fallen world, and we have fallen world circumstances, and he's trying to prevent us from having some of those fallen world circumstances. All wrapped in a great big hug from him of love and kindness, and you're enough no matter what. So when it comes to a feeling, when we use God's promises along with the thought that the worst thing that can happen is a feeling that can change everything. So when it comes to an unhealthy fear, anxiety, or feeling not enough, it becomes much easier to let them pass without much continued thought. When you simply realize in any thought-provoking thought, the worst thing that can happen is a feeling. And you don't have to be afraid of it. It is much easier to live in peace and quickly move to a better thought, like my favorite thought, I trust you, Lord. Now, in saying all of that, I also want to say that if you have a physical symptom that could be an organ or any type of ongoing or sudden feeling that you question at all, I highly recommend you go to the doctor. When I was having anxiety and I was having physical symptoms, I went to the doctor and checked it out because if you know my story, it started like I felt like I was having a heart attack. So I checked that out. It ended up being a panic attack and the symptoms of that. But anytime you ever question anything, I highly recommend you get it checked out. There is nothing wrong with going and getting professional help to know for sure. But I hope this helps you a little bit when it comes to making our decisions with the idea of, what was that first little thing I said? It is said that every person does or doesn't do is to avoid or get a feeling. So everything we do has to do with us wanting a feeling or avoiding a feeling. When it comes to that, this can help so much. When we think, what's the worst thing that can happen, is a feeling. And we get to process it with the help of the Holy Spirit and immediately change our thoughts to be in line with God's word. When it is an emotional feeling coming from a thought. God bless.
Everything you hear on this podcast is to be used for educational purposes and never meant to replace professional help. God bless. Hey, you made it to the end. I think we are godly girlfriends. Can I ask a favor of you? Can you leave me a review or 5 stars if you got a wonderful aha that's gonna change your life? Also, I wanna tell you about the Bibletations app. There, I share a lot of things that help automate God's word inside of us so we get the benefits of it. First of all, you get a daily prayer starter that's filled with a Bible verse with a power thought to say for that day. Also, there's Bibletations by subject matter. So anytime you're needing a little help and wondering what the scripture says, what the Bible tells you, you'll find it in that Bibletation. We have lots of them for you to choose from. There's so much more. Go check it out. And if we mentioned anything in this podcast, can find them in the podcast notes. So take care until next time, my godly girlfriend.